兄姊妹，我何等感恩，我可以聚集在这里，跟大家早晨一同来敬拜主。
I don't know, our brother introduced me as a guest.
我们弟兄开始的时候介绍我是一个好像客人。
But I'm thankful that every time I'm here, I don't feel as a guest because this will always be as a home to me.
但是每次我来到这里的时候，并不觉得是一个客人，因为这里对我永远是像一个家。
So, before I begin, because I know the one question everyone asks, the first thing they ask is like, when I was here this morning, is just you?
大家很多人，我今天早晨见到我的一个问题都是，今天就你自己来吗？
So, yeah, fortunately, my rest of my family weren't able to come today.
我的其他家人今天早晨没有办法过来。
My children had prior engagements, so they stayed in North Jersey.
他们有之前的一些的安排，所以他们今天都留在了 New Jersey.
It seems like their schedule is busier than my schedule.
他们现在的日常安排比我还要忙碌。
But Lord willing, next time we hope, Lord willing, we'll be here together.
若是主约许可的话，下一次我们来的时候，我们会一家都过来。
Well, but since I am wearing the speaker tie,
今天因为我带着讲的做讲员，我带着领带。
I'd like to share a few words the Lord has impressed on my heart.
来跟大家分享一下主放在我心中的几处经节。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
让我们开始的时候一起祷告。
Lord, we're grateful to you, Lord, that we can have this provision here to gather together.
主，我们何等感恩，我们有你这样的预备，我们可以一起聚集在你面前。
We thank you that we were able to gather and worship you before your table.
感谢主，我们可以在你的桌子面前来聚集敬拜你。
And we can be reminded of your great love for us.
我们再次被提醒你对我们的大爱。
And even now, as our brother reminded us this morning, you have given us your word that we may have heaven open to us.
主，我们感谢你早晨弟兄借着你的话提醒我们，因着你的缘故，天为我们开了。
That you, Lord Jesus, may reveal yourself to us here even now.
主啊，但愿这段时间主耶稣基督你自己启示你自己给我们。
And so we pray it would be, you that we hear.
使我们祷告，我们能听见你的声音。
Speaking a word that is, you want us to hear.
对我们说我们所需要听的话。
And we pray for the work of your Holy Spirit in our midst.
我们求圣灵在我们当中的工作。
That you may work and do and have the free rein to accomplish what it is you're after in our hearts.
主，你在我们当中，你有完全的自由，能够成就你要在我们心中所成就。
So we just commit this time into your hands.
把这段时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us begin by reading a few passages in the New Testament.
我们先读新约的几处的经节。
We'll start in Hebrews chapter 11.
看希伯来书第十一章。
We're going to starting from verse 32.
我们从32节开始读。
To the end.
读到最后。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32. What more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets.
希伯来书十一章三十二节，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
Who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight.
灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃。软弱的变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment.
又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated.
被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。
Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴、飘屋、漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
这些人都因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
And then the next chapter, chapter 12, verse 1.
我们12章第一节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
他忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
And then finally, let's turn to James chapter 1.
最后翻到雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3 and 4, 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
雅各书第一章二到四节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，不要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
And finally, one verse 12, verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
然后雅各书一章十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许那些爱他之人的。
So,in our Bible study in North Jersey, we've been studying this letter of James.
在新泽西我们聚会当中，我们在查考雅各书。
And so, you know, we began it, and we obviously did a lot of focus on those verses that we just read.
我们花了很多时间查考我们刚才所读的这些经节。
Because they're quite heavy verses.
因为这些经节很多比较重的话语。
Now, this the author of this letter.We know is commonly known to be James, the brother of Jesus.
这本书的作者雅各，大家都知道他是耶稣的兄弟雅各。
And this is one of the earliest chronologically letters written after the Lord's death and resurrection.
在主上十字架死里复活之后的话，按照时间的顺序，这是最早写成的书信之一。
And so James wrote this letter to, as he said in verse 1, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad.
雅各在一开始讲到说，在之前的12个支派。
These are those that have been dispersed because of persecution.
讲到说这12个支派他们是因着他们因着被逼迫然后分散到各处。
After the Holy Spirit had come down on the day of Pentecost,
当在五旬节圣灵降下之后
，We know there was a great dispersing of saints abroad.
我们知道圣徒们在被分散到各处。
And so James is writing this to encourage them.
雅各就写这本书信来鼓励他们。
And this is a letter that really the theme, if we were to look at it, really speaks of this matter of living faith.
如果大家看这个主题，这个主题就是在强调活的信心
，faith that is lived out.
就是信心能活出来
，expressed
表达出来
，in your day to day
在每天的生活当中。
And so, this is it's a word of encouragement.
这是一个鼓励的话语。
But we know that these saints are going through obviously difficult times.
但我们知道圣徒们经历很艰难的时候。
And the word that that James gives them in the beginning is that we know you're going through trials.
所以雅各在这本书信开始的时候就告诉说你们在落在百般的试炼当中。
But consider it as all joy.
但是你们要都要以为大的喜乐。
Right? Now that seems very opposite of what we would think of.
这跟我们所通常想的是非常相反的。
Now who would think of, you know, being joyful when you are going through a difficult time?
谁会觉得说当你经历难处的时候你会觉得很喜乐呢？
When you're going through a trial or a moment of suffering.
你经历试验的时候或经历苦难的时候
But James saying, consider it joyful.
但雅各告诉我们说都要以为大喜乐
Consider it all joy.
大的喜乐
When you encounter various trials.
当你们落在百般试炼中
Why?
为什么呢
Because there is a purpose.
因为这里有一个目的
There is something the Lord is after.
主在这里有一个要做成的
So that through that, as your faith is refined and produces this enduring faith,
然后当你的信心经过这个试验变成一个有忍耐的一个信心的时候
that there would be a perfect result.
这里有一个就完美的结果
that you may be perfect and complete lacking in nothing.
你们就在各样都各样不缺疏不成全完备毫无缺陷
Now we may think of this word perfect as, oh, this is like, oh, you're perfect, sinless, just perfect.
有的时候我们想到这个字成全完备的时候我们觉得是完全的好像是没有罪这样
But the word speaks more of this matter of being made complete
但是这句话的更强调一点就是变成成全
Being matured
成熟
Reaching a level of maturity and refinement
变成一个成熟变成一个被精细雕琢之后的
So that something emerges out of it
就是从这个神的工作当中出现了一个成体
And then we read in verse 12 that a man, blessed is a man who perseveres on the trial for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
在第22节我们读到说忍受试探的人是有福的因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕
Now this speaks of a reward, right?
这个讲述那个奖赏
The crown of life or this wreath reminds meWhen Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians, how we ought to run this race as to win a prize.
然后这里所讲的冠冕让我想起保罗在哥林多前书说我们要奔跑这条道路也为了要得到从上面来的奖赏。
Not for a perishable crown, but for an imperishable crown or wreath.
不是为那可朽坏的冠冕而是要为要得那不能朽坏的冠冕。
And so there is this matter, as Paul reminded us in that verse, thatYou need to train, you need to be disciplined, there needs to be an exercise of your faith.
所以保罗就在那个时候就提醒我们说我们要经过训练经过要训练我们锻炼我们的信心。
And so, this process when we're going through these trials is unto that refinement and perfection of our faith.
所以当我们经过这些的试验的时候就让我们的信心得以成全。
Now the word joy in that verse in James.
在雅各书这里讲到喜乐。
Really joy, the Greek word for joy.
就是希腊文讲到喜乐。
It's actually a connection of joy with matter of joy, the Greek word for joy and the Greek word for grace.
其实在希腊文这个喜乐的词和恩典这个词是连接在一起的。
They come from the same root word.
它都是同一个词根。
And it really speaks of that.Connection between joy and experiencing the grace of the Lord.
然后他其实这里也让给我们指明了，当这个喜乐和在主的恩典当中里面这样的一个连接。
So when James is saying, "Consider it all joy,"
当雅各说你要都以为喜乐
，Right? He's not telling us, "Okay, I'll just go through your trials with a smile on your face."
并不是说你要经过你的试验当中，你脸上带出笑容。
But consider it as an experience as an opportunity to experience the grace of God in your life.
但是其实他是讲的说，你要把这一个经过试验的时候，当做一个在你的生命当中能够经历主的恩典的这样的一个机会。
Because that which what the Lord is after at the end,
这个就是主在最终所要达到的目的
is glorious,
就是一个荣耀
and we should boast in it.
我们要借着这个夸口
We should desire it.
我们应该渴慕
And therefore there is joy there.
所以因着这个缘故里面有喜乐
Now we also read in Hebrews.
我们刚才也读在希伯来书里面
Because Hebrews, we know, we famously call it the hall of faith.
在希伯来书里面我们常常说这是信心伟人
these different characters, those that have gone before us in the Old Testament, demonstrating living faith as they sojourned on this earth.
这里就记述了那些旧约当中那些信心的伟人，当他们在地上生活的时候，他们彰显了神的信心，对神的信心。
Now we know the story of Abraham very well, of Moses, so on and so forth.
我们知道这里的故事，亚伯拉罕，摩西。
But you know, all of these, even the verse that we read.That it almost seems like the author of Hebrews obviously didn't have enough time or paper to continue to write about all these different characters, all these different people who experienced the grace of the Lord and was able to demonstrate living faith.
然后这里嘛，写到这里，好像让我们感觉这个希伯来书的作者好像已经没有更多的纸，然后能够把更多的这些更多的信心的伟人经历神的恩典，然后能够彰显出这活的信心。更多的纸张能够把更多的蝙蝠能写出来了。
But if you read their stories and you see what the author of Hebrews is talking about, there is a theme, again, of those that sojourn in a place longing for something that the Lord had promised.
但是我们在看到这些有信心的伟人，他们都在这里，好像在那里在走一个客旅，然后在那里去渴慕有一些事情发生
and many of them going through various difficulties and trials unto that purpose of receiving that promise.
他们都是经历了很多的试验，很多的难处，都有一个目的是得到了神，要得到神的那个应许。
And though they gained approval through their faith tested and refined, they did not receive what was promised.
虽然很多他们的信心经过试验也得到了神的印证，但是呢，他们却没有得到他们所要应许得到的。
Because God had provided that better thing for us.
因为神为我们预备了更好的事。
He provided us His own beloved Son.
因为他把他的爱子为我们在那里预备了。
And through us knowing the Lord Jesus.
借着我们知道我们的主耶稣基督
As we are also refined and our faith refined and tested and tried
当我们的信心也经过试验得到成全的时候
The Lord would have all of us perfected and brought into His wonderful purpose
主就让我们所有的众人都一同被成全然后带进他美好的旨意
And so that's why in chapter 12 we see that word therefore
所以我们在12章看到这一个词我们既有
Because it is a culmination of all of that which we read in chapter 11.
就是在11章我们所读到的所有的事情的一个最高潮。
Therefore, since we know that there's this great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us,
既然有这么多我们之前这么多的见证人
let us lay aside every encumbrance and our sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run this race with endurance.
所以就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And that exhortation is, of course, because so that we may fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus, our bridegroom.
这鼓励就是我们的眼睛可以定睛在我们主耶稣基督身上，我们的新郎的身上。
And we are all in this race together.
我们都在这条奔跑的路程上。
And it ought not be a surprise that this race is not a leisurely walk.
让我们其实不要吃惊，我们这条奔跑的路程不是一个很轻松的轻松的一个愉快的路程。
Right. Peter says in 1 Peter 4 that we ought not to be surprised by this fiery ordeal that we are facing. It is so that we may be tested.
彼得在彼得前书第四章那里讲到说，我们不要惊异我们所遇到的各样的试验，因为我们会经过这些试验。
So that God's glory may be revealed in us.
经过这些试验，神的荣耀会在我们当中彰显。
And we can thus rejoice in that.
我们可以因着这一个来喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, I think this is something that is a word of encouragement for us as well.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这些话对我们也是鼓励。
When we are in the midst sojourning in this world and facing various trials,
当我们在这世界当中做客旅，遇到各种各样的试验的时候
，What are these lessons of faith that we can learn?
这些信心的功课我们是要学什么呢
That we may be able to remain faithful even in the midst of various trials.
我们就学到这样功课哪怕在各样的试验当中我们都能够忠心
That we may learn to endure.
我们能够学会忍耐
And persevere.
能够学会忍耐坚持
So, like I mentioned, you know, we could you know, when we look at Hebrews 11, there's a lot of words that have been spoken about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses.
我们如果看希伯来书十一章里的话，这里讲到很多人，亚伯拉罕、摩西，然后约瑟、大卫。So
and I, the Lord impressed upon me to focus on even those that were kind of briefly mentioned.
虽然这些我们只是很快的讲到，但神给我感动，我们要专注在一些。So
in verse 32, he mentions Gideon and Barak and David and Samuel.
然后在这里有讲到说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳。So
some of them are a little harder than others.
有一些可能是对他的情形更加艰难。But
in this matter, the Lord has recently impressed upon me the story of Samuel.
最近主在我心中放下负担，就是讲到撒母耳。And
the question is, what is there a lesson of faith that we can learn about from Samuel's life?
对我们的问题，我们在撒母耳的生命当中能不能学到信心的功课呢？
Now we know the story of Samuel at least. His beginning story very well.
我们大家都知道 Samuel 一开始的故事非常好。
We know he was a boy that was born out of great travailing prayer.
我们知道他是在极大的像陈探的这样祷告当中生下来的孩子。
At a very crucial time in Israel's history.
在以色列历史当中非常重要的一个时刻。
When the Lord, at that time when the word of the Lord was very rare.
在那时候耶和华的话语稀少。
Their leader Eli the high priest was very much getting old and failing in raising his sons.
我们知道那时候大祭司以利他已经年老了，然后他也很失败，然后养育孩子上也很失败。
And the Lord was looking for a vessel.
神在那里来寻找一个器皿。
A vessel in the midst of this great time of change.
在这一个很大的时代变更的时候，来寻找一个重要的器皿。
And so Samuel came forth, of course, as we know the story of Hannah's prayer.
我们知道哈拿的祷告，所以撒母耳就生下来。And
as a boy, he was dedicated for the purpose of the Lord, set apart for him.
就从儿童、孩童的时候，他就为主分别来预备主。And
Samuel was used by the Lord to be pretty much the first of an order of prophets that would bring forth His word.
主就使用撒母耳，好像在先知当中的第一位，然后为主来使用。
Right, as our brother spoke this morning about this matter of heaven opening, at that time, as is read, heaven was closed. The word of the Lord was rare at those days.
我们今天早晨弟兄开始的时候讲到天就开了，就在撒母耳那个时候，天是关闭的。But
that's when the Lord brought forth a vessel like Samuel to be a first of among many prophets that would give a glimpse of heaven open.
那个时候耶和华的话语稀少，但是神就把撒母耳带来，他好像就先知中先知的第一位，然后把天开了为神说话。Because
their purpose was to bring forth the word of God.
因为他们的目的就是把神的话语能够带出来。And
Samuel, obviously was faithful from the very beginning as a boy.
撒母耳就从做孩童的时候就是忠心的。Just
as his name implies, he heard God, right? He's heard of God, and he was able to hear His voice.
就像撒母耳，其实他的名字就是说他可以听见耶和华的声音。But
also the other way is that he was also heard by God.
在另一个方面，他的名字也意味着说神听了他的话。It
says something about Samuel, about him as. In 1 Samuel chapter 3:19,
在撒母耳记上7:19,
thus Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华也与他同在，使他所说的一句话都不落空。Now
we may read that, and I used to read that. Oh, yeah, that means Samuel was faithful to hear the word of God, and did not let the word of the Lord fall.
有的时候，当我们读的时候，我以前就理解为好像撒母耳在神的面前成长，他很忠心，对耶和华的所有的话，好像他都没有落下来。Actually,
that verse is saying that God did not let none of Samuel's words fail.
但是这句话实际上是在讲说神让撒母耳所说的每一句话都没有落空。
Now that's of course because Samuel was speaking forth the word of God.
这的确是一方面是撒母耳为神来说话。
But that shows how God used a man like Samuel.
但也让我们看见神如何使用撒母耳。
That he was his mouthpiece.
他是主为主说话的器皿。
Whatever he spoke, it came from God.
他所说的每一句话都从神那里来。
And God accomplished it.
神也成就这些话。
So faithfully Samuel spoke whatever the Lord put on his heart.
所以撒母耳就忠心地把神放在他心中的话讲出来。
Just an example, he even mentions this in chapter 12 when he's giving his farewell message to Israel.
就好像在撒母耳记12章他向跟以色列家结束的讲话。
Samuel calls forth thunder and rain at a time when it's like during the harvest day, when harvest season, when it's normally dry.
然后撒母耳就在那里跟神呼求，求在那个夏季的时候收获的季节，本来是应该干爽的季节，然后让天下雨。
And so, and he spoke it, and it came forth.
他这样讲，然后这个事情就发生了。
And so we know that Samuel was used mightily to be that faithful vessel to bring forth the word of God at a time when it was rare in those days.
我们知道，在那个耶和华话语稀少的时候，撒母耳就成为这样的一个器皿。把神的话语能够忠心的传出来。
But when I look at Samuel's life,
但我当看撒母耳他在生活的时候
you know, especially in his ministry as a prophet, oftentimes we tie his story with other characters.
尤其是他作为一个先知的执事的时候，我们经常想到他的故事，就想到另一个人物。
Right, we know he has, you know, his story is very much intertwined with Saul and with David.
我们知道撒母耳的故事常常和扫罗和大卫的故事连在一起。
And I think that there's much in his life and as he's serving the Lord as a prophet that he experienced quite a bit of disappointments in his life.
我们觉得撒母耳在神面前作为一个先知，他在自己的生命当中经历了很多的失望。
And these disappointments, some of it, you know, self-inflicted.
这些有些失望是自己添加的。
But some of it because he put his trust in other things.
有的时候是因为他把他的信靠放在其他的事物上。
But it's a reminder for us that, you know, that is really the story oftentimes when we are sojourning in this world.
但是这些故事都提醒我们，我们常常也是同样的在这个世界上作为客旅。
When we encounter various trials,
当我们经历各样的试验
a lot of times those,born out of disappointments that we experience in our lives.
有些就是在我们生命当中我们会经历很多的失望的事情。
When we put our hope on things that let us down.
当我们把我们的盼望放在一些极大的事物的时候
When we are going through these difficulties and we begin to question why.
当我们经历这些难处的时候我们来问为什么。
And so these disappointments, are even there so that does it point us to experience the grace of God.
这些失望常常就在那里让我们对于经历神的恩典打岔让我们失望。
Or do we allow these disappointments to become discouragement?
我们是否允许这些失望的事情让我们非常的消极。
And that we may lose hope.
我们就失去了盼望。
But if we look at Samuel's life and how he responded to these disappointments, perhaps there's a lesson of faith for us here.
当我们看撒母耳的故事当中，看他如何来对待这些失望的事情的时候，这里可能对我们有信心，有一个功课。
So we look at Samuel's life. I'll point to three main disappointments that is mentioned in the Bible.
我就提到在圣经当中，撒母耳有三件很失望的事情。
So number one,
第一件。
His disappointment over his sons.
第一个就是他对他的儿子们的失望。
Number two,
第二个
of course, his disappointment when the people call for a king.
就是当百姓们想要立一个王的时候他的失望。
And number three, of course, we know his disappointment over Saul.
第三个我们大家都知道就是他对扫罗王的失望。
So, well, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
我们看撒母耳记上第八章。
And we're going to just to read verse 1 through 6.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
And it came about when Samuel was old that he appointed his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel and the name of his second Abijah. They were judging in Beersheba. His sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain and took bribes and perverted justice.
撒母耳记上第一第八章第一到第四节，撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他儿子做以色列的士师，长子名叫约珥，次子名叫亚比亚，他们在别示巴做士师。他儿子不行他的道，贪图财利，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳。
Verse 5, and they said to him, Behold,verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and they said to him, Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. And now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations. But the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord.
才讲到第五节，对他说，你年纪老迈，你儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们，像列国一样。撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们，他就祷告耶和华。
So even here in this very short passage, we already see two disappointments in Samuel's life.
在这个很简单经节当中，我们就看到撒母耳生命中两个让他失望的事情。
One was, of course, unfortunately, his son did not walk in his ways.
第一个就是很不幸的，他儿子不行他的道。
So I mean, it does parallel with the story of Eli and his sons.
这里好像跟以利的儿子们也有一个并行的。
And we can certainly, you know, see this as, you know, a fault of Samuel for not, you know, dealing with his sons in a better way.
这里我们看到撒母耳他本身也是有责任，没有正确的管教他的儿子。
You know, as a father, I look at this story now, I kind of sympathize with Samuel a little bit.
作为一个父亲，我看到这个故事，我也很同情撒母耳。
You know, the father, as parents, we tend to have very high expectations for our children.
作为父母，我们对儿女常常都有很高的标准。
You know, now, you know, there are days when, you know, when you look at your children, you always look at, you know, oh, you're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to accomplish this.
你常常看你的儿女都说他们要做这个做那个，成就这个事情。
Even at a young age. So, for example, I'm watching like my son play soccer.
就是在他们年轻的时候，我看我的儿子在踢足球。
And you know, I'm always comparing him with other kids. Oh, he's doing better than him.
我觉得是跟他把他和别的孩子比，哦，你应该比他踢得更好。
Of course, then there comes a boy who's much better, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
然后就来了一个孩子踢得非常好，你就说，哦，我也不知道能不能。
And then I'm watching my daughter doing like a ballet performance.
我看我的女儿去跳芭蕾舞。
And of course, you know, you're as a parent, you're focused on your children.
作为父母，你都专注在你孩子身上。
But I, you know, I can't help but be like looking at, okay, she's definitely dancing better than her. And I don't know about her. So there's a lot of comparison you're making, right?
但是有的时候你就不自觉的，你就会看，哦，这个人跳的比我女儿好多了啊，那个人不怎么样，你就不会不自觉的在这里有比较。
So as a parent, it's natural to have high expectations for your children.
所以作为父母，你都会天然自然的对你孩子有很高的期待。
Obviously, most of the time, that's an extension of what you really want yourself.
很多时候那个是你期待对自己的一个期盼。
And there's obviously this measure of pride there.
在那里其实也有骄傲的成分。
But, you know, here I could see Samuel being like, yeah, my sons can be judges next.
在这里你看Samuel 就说，哦，我的孩子可以在下面再做士师。
Well, obviously there's a couple things wrong with that.
但这里有几个错误的思想。
One was that this matter of judgeship was never meant to be hereditary.
第一点就是士师不是这样，应该是这样，不是应该这样遗传的。
In fact, the matter of the of judges were really a temporary measure the Lord had given to the people to deliver them from their troubles.
然后神只是在在暂时的有这样的士师的安排，要救他的百姓脱离他们的难处。
Right, so what you know the Israel would face a foreign nation attacking them.
当以色列遇到邻国来攻击他们的时候
，And the Lord would be the one that raises up a judge to deliver them.
神是那位兴起士师的那位，然后又借着士师拯救他们。
And then the next time it happens, he'll bring up another one.
再一次发生的时候，神又兴起另下一个士师。
Right, but obviously here there is a case of nepotism here.
在这里好像我们就看到这种好像裙带关系一样。
And so you know he tried to make his sons to be the next judges.
撒母耳就想让他的儿子成为下一届的士师。
And it must have, you know, and I'm putting myself in Samuel's shoes as a parent, when he hears the people come and say, your children, you know, are terrible.
我如果现在就想我就是Samuel,然后他们来到我们面前说你的孩子们很糟糕。
I mean, no parent wants to hear that, right?
没有人,没有父母想听这样的话。
But you know what, Samuel heard it, and he dealt with it.
但是Samuel就听到这样话,然后他就来面对这一切。
You know, it doesn't explicitly say how he dealt with it.
这里没有具体的讲他如何来处理这件事情。
But in the end, we know that, you know, they weren't, you know, obviously their sons were no longer judging.
但我们知道在最后,他的孩子,儿子们就没有在那里做事实了。
But this matter of that disappointment in your sons, but you know, it can extend to family and just and you know those that we know that we put a lot of expectations and trust and hope in.
但是我们对就像Samuel对儿子这样的失望，其实我们可以应用在我们生活当中，可以说我们的家人，可能我们对他们的期望都很高。
And how easy it is for that to just become disappointment in our lives.
这些在我们生命当中都很容易让它变成我们很失望的事情。
Now because of you know, what Samuel did with his sons, it led to the second disappointment.
因着Samuel他现在讲到这个对儿子失望的事情的处理之后, 让我们看到了一个第二个失望的事情。
Now, as the people, of course, express, you know, Samuel, you're getting old, your sons are corrupt.
百姓们就对Samuel说,说你年老了, 你的儿子们,他们去往正直。
Those two things are true.
这些的确是真实的。
But then they go ahead and ask for a king just like all the other nations to rule over them.
然后他们就请撒母耳立一个王, 就像周边的列国一样来管理他们。
Now Samuel knew this is a great disappointment, a displeasure to the Lord.
撒母耳知道这是对神所不喜悦的一件事情。
Because you just need to look around the other nations and see what those kings are like.
你就看看周边这些国家他们的王是像什么样子呢?
That they're going to take your sons and take your daughters for their armies and their servants.
他们就用你的儿女做他们的军队,而且做你的仆人。
They're going to demand the best of your produce.
他们就要拿到你们最好的土产。They're
going to demand your very best.
他们就要你们最好的出产的所有的一切。
Samuel also disappointed because in this very much is a again putting myself in his shoes seems to very much be even a rejection of his own judgeship and ruler and be able to judge the people.
然后如果我们把自己放在Samuel的位置上，这个也让他很失望，因为百姓好像在这里也弃绝了，就是Samuel这么多年为他们做事实的这样的。
And of course, the Lord reminded him, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me.
但是神在这里提醒撒母耳说，他们不是弃绝你，他们是弃绝了我。The
people had no longer was turning to the Lord as the one that would be their ruler, their king.
这些百姓不再转向神作为他们的王，作为他们的管理者。And
Samuel knew this was displeasing to the Lord.
撒母耳知道这个很不讨神的喜悦。It
would be a great disappointment to him.
对Samuel来说也很大的失望。
As he had served this people for all this time.
他一生这么久的服侍这些百姓。
And there was this great rejection and great disappointment.
这又有着极大的失望，极大的对他的弃绝。
But Samuel's response to the people rejecting him was not, well, it was out of disappointment, but his response was to pray.
但是 撒母耳对这些失望百姓的回应不是他的失望，而是说他的祷告。Because
Samuel knew that the Lord had to reveal what was this all about.
撒母耳知道说神要启示这一切所真实的情形。And
we know Samuel was a man of prayer.
我们知道撒母耳是一个祷告的人。Like
we said, he was born out of travailing prayer.
他也是在那一个产难艰难的生产的祷告当中生下来的。And
he would continue to be one that would travail and pray and intercede for the people.
他也是同样继续在那里为这个百姓祷告受苦难，为百姓祷告。Again,
as we look back to his farewell address in chapter 12.
我们看到在撒母耳记上十二章那里，他跟百姓道别的所讲述的话。As
Samuel is, you know, present, you know, telling everyone that Saul has been anointed as king.
Samuel就告诉大家，扫罗已经受膏成为王。You
know, the people were admitted to their sin.
百姓们承认自己的罪。
But Samuel says in chapter 12, verse 19, then all the people said to Samuel, pray for your servants to the Lord your God so that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins this evil by asking for ourselves a king. Samuel said to the people, do not fear. You have committed all this evil, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Verse 23, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, but I will instruct you in the good and right way.
我们读 撒母耳记上12章 19节20节开始 众民对撒母耳说求你为 仆人们祷告耶和华你的神，免得我们死亡。因为我们求立王的事，正是罪上加罪了。撒母耳对百姓说：“不要惧怕，你们虽然行了这恶，却不要偏离耶和华，只要尽心侍奉他。”然后跳到23节：“至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必善道正路指教你们。”So
Samuel remained faithful to in what the Lord has called him to do, to continue to intercede for the people, to continue to pray, even as they had requested and demanded this king, and the Lord gave him what they wanted.
撒母耳继续在神给所他的指示上面忠心，他继续，虽然说这些百姓们弃绝，但是他失望，但是他继续为这些百姓们来祷告。
So though there was certainly disappointment in Samuel, relationship with the people, yet he still faithfully continued to serve.
虽然撒母耳和百姓当中的关系让他很失望，然而他却仍然在忠心在那里服侍他们。
And then, brothers and sisters, this is a reminder and a warning for us when we end up putting our expectations and our hope on the wrong thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这个对我们来说也是一个提醒和警戒，尤其当我们把我们的盼望放在一些错误的事物上面。
You know, in this day, in that time, as they were without without a king, they were, you know, as the book of Judges says, they were doing what was right in their own eyes.
就像在士师记里面讲到说，那个时候他们以色列当中没有王，个人行眼中为正的事。
And each time it would just lead them into more difficulty and more trouble with another foreign nation trying to invade and attack.
然后每次这样事情发生的时候，就把他们带进更多的难处，邻国的国家来攻击他们。
And they put their hope and the people put their hope and thought on the idea that a king, a man, can save them.
这百姓们，他们就把他们的盼望放在一个想法上，是有一个王就可以拯救他们。
But here Samuel recognized and knew this is the wrong. You're putting your hope and expectation on the wrong thing.
那撒母耳就提醒他们，他们把他们的盼望和
They were expecting a king to save them from all their troubles.
他们盼望有一个王来拯救他们所有一切的问题。
They were expecting a king to save their country.
他们盼望有一个王拯救他们的国家。
But Samuel has to remind them that this is just going to lead to a disappointment for you.
但是撒母耳就提醒他们，他们这样的想法会让他们很失望。
Who are we putting our trust in?
我们把我们的盼望放在谁的身上呢?
Who are we putting our hope in?
我们把我们盼望放在谁身上呢?
If it's a man, then your man will disappoint you.
如果我们把盼望放在人的身上, 人会让你失望。
Do we trust in the living God?
我们是否相信那位活的神?
So even Samuel had to learn that lesson too.
撒母耳也要学这样的一个功课。
So we know the story how he anointed Saul as God told him to.
我们也知道撒母耳如何按照神所吩咐的立扫罗高摩扫罗为王。
You know, we see initially Saul was someone that appeared to be a good candidate as a king.
我们在看到一开始扫罗是看起来是很合适做王的一个人。Right,
he was taller than any other Israelite.
他身比以色列其他百姓个子都高。And
initially he seemed very humble.
一开始他也很谦卑。
And there seemed to be what I can see as a, you know, Samuel dealt with Saul. It was in a very soft nature.
好像,
initially.
一开始的时候, 撒母耳对待扫罗的态度都是非常的温柔，非常的。
So the story as God led Saul through this, you know, looking for all the donkeys of his father, led him to Samuel to seek for an answer.
就好像一开始神带领扫罗寻找他父亲丢失的驴子，然后来遇到了撒母耳。
Samuel received him, prepared a meal for him, had a talk with him, spoke very highly of him.
就是然后撒母耳就为他接待他，为他预备食物，然后跟他说话都是非常高举他。
And as anointed as king,there was expectation. Maybe this man could be a good king.
然后就高抹他成为王，然后他好像有一个期盼，说这一个人可以成为一个好的王。
Of course, we know the outcome of that story.
我们也知道这个故事的结局。
We know that Saul ended up being one that was, one that lived and did everything by the flesh.
然后我们知道扫罗最后。他做所有的事情，他都是活着，他是靠他的肉体。
Did what he thought was going to be pleasing to God instead of obeying his exact word.
他没有遵行耶和华的话，反而是做他自己喜悦的事。
And so when we get to the point where the Lord comes and speaks to Samuel and says, you know what, I regret making Saul king.
然后就来到一个时候，当耶和华告诉撒母耳，他后悔立。扫罗为王。
In chapter 15, verse 11, right, the Lord says, I regret that I made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me, and has not carried out my commands. And Samuel was distressed and cried out to the Lord all night.
然后在撒母耳记上15章11节，耶和华的话临到撒母耳说，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
We see here this response from Samuel as one who great disappointment in what happened.
我们看到撒母耳的回应，他非常的忧愁为所发生的事。
Even though, it was something he prophesied, obviously he prophesied, he predicted this was going to happen.
因为之前他已经有预言这些事情要发生。
But perhaps there was this, maybe some expectation and hope that Saul would remain faithful and obedient to the Lord.
但这里撒母耳好像是在这里有一个盼望，希望说扫罗能够继续向神来忠心。
And it must have hurt Samuel to see that this man, this one he anointed for the Lord's purpose would fail.
所以这一定让撒母耳非常伤心，就看到他所高抹这位王，然后在这里失败了。
So he was, of course, emotionally distressed. He was disappointed.
他的确他的情感很受伤，他非常的失望。
But the Lord had to reveal that he had something much greater in his purpose.
但是耶和华必须要启示他在这里有更好的目的。
And that is really the lesson that Samuel and all of us ought to learn in the periods of disappointments and trials in our lives.
这个就是撒母耳和我们在我们生命当中的试验让我们失望的时候所要学的功课。
Because it's easy for us when we are encountering various trials that we focus on the circumstance.
很多时候当我们遇见这样的各样的试验的时候，我们专注在我们的环境。
We're looking at the outward things.
我们看见外表的事情。
We see the disappointment we're going through.
我们看见我们所经历的失望。
We see all the struggles and the difficulties.
我们专注在很多的艰难的事上面。
But in the midst of all of that,
但在这些当中的时候，
what the Lord is after is something that cannot be seen.
但是主所需要的所愿意达到的事情是没有被我们看见。
From an earthly perspective.
从属地的角度我们没有看见。
But he has a heavenly perspective.
但是他却有一个属天的角度。
On all that we are going through.
在我们所经历的一切的事情上。
Because he had a purpose.
因为他有一个目的。
Even in anointing and giving the nation of Israel someone like Saul was unto a purpose.
就是高抹扫罗成为以色列的王，在这件事上，神在背后也是有一个目的。
Because the Lord has something better planned.
因为神有一个更好的计划。
And you're going to see.
你会看见。
And he wanted to show Samuel that.
他要向撒母耳来启示这一个。
We know the last event at least mentioned in the word regarding Samuel is his anointing of David.
我们知道在圣经当中关于撒母耳的话语里面最后的话语就是高抹大卫。
Almost as if that was, I mean, he was mentioned obviously when he died.
在撒母耳离世的时候提到他。
But here we see the Lord having to actually stir him up. He was still kind of, you know, disappointed, mourning over Saul. And the Lord said, get up, go, serve my purpose.
萨母尔在这里很失望的时候，还在这里在耶和华面前为扫罗哀求的时候，神就告诉萨母尔说，你要起来，要服侍在我的旨意当中。
And for Samuel, I know we look at the story about David and his anointing, but for Samuel, it must have been something, he had to put his faith and trust that this was the Lord's plan.
我们知道神所吩咐萨母尔关于大卫的事情，但是在萨母尔他自己的这方面，他必须要有信心起来知道神的旨意。
For number one, one thing is obviously Saul would get very upset and his life would be in danger.
萨母尔在这里要有信有的原因，必须第一点呢，就是说扫罗知道这件事情，萨母尔的生命也会有危险。
And number two, perhaps in his mind is like, are we really doing this again?
可能在萨母尔的心中，他也会想说，哎呀，我还会再次再高某一个王吗？
But the Lord showed him that this is my purpose, that I am after a man who's after my own heart.
但是神就在这里向萨母尔启示到，说神的心意是在这寻找一个讨神喜悦的人。
That he looks within.
神是看内心的。
He sees what is going to the product at the end.
神能够看到这个最终所要成就的结果。
We focus on the outward things.
我们常常在外面外表的事情。
Even Samuel at that point was still, oh yes, his brothers, they look like kings. They should be the one anointed, right?
Samuel 在那个时候也是常常看外表，他看到大卫的这些兄弟们，看到外表说，哦，这些人可能会成为王。
But the Lord reminded him, I look within.
但是神提醒萨母尔说，我是看内心的。
I am after something much deeper.
我所要的是更深的。
I am after something that is of the heart.
我所要的是在心里面的。
And through even that learning to trust in God's purpose and plan, Samuel knew that God had a better way.
就是在学习知道神的旨意、神的计划的过程当中，萨母尔学到了说，原来神有一个更好、更高的道路。
So is that lesson for us as well? When we are unable to see, perhaps maybe we're too so focused on the circumstance.
这对我们来说也是一个功课。常常我们可能太关注在我们的环境当中。
Are we able to trust and have faith that God has a better way?
我们是否能够相信有这样信心，神有一个更好的道路？
If we think about all those in the Old Testament we talked about in Hebrews 11, those that sojourn looking for that promise and yet not receiving it.
我们想到在希伯来书十一章里那些讲到在地上做客旅的，然后还没有接受到应许的那些人。
But they had faith.
但是他们有信心。
Living faith that what God promised them will come to pass.
他们有一个活的信心，相信神所应许的必要成就。
And even now when we are sojourning here, it almost feels like we are looking for something that, but you know, with our earthly eyes, we can't see.
当我们在这地上现在在客座客旅的时候，我们好像都有一个盼望，但是我们好像还没有看见。
But God is always working and leading everything according to his perfect plan.
但是神就是按照他的完美的旨意计划，然后在这里带领着我们。
We see even through the people's rejection of him, God had planned that this transition to a kingdom led by one who would be a king that he has chosen.
虽然百姓们弃绝了耶和华，但神的旨意仍然在这里让以色列国有这样的转变，在这里有一个王合神心意的王。
Right, he wasn't after a one who rules and rules over the people.
他神并不是在那里要带给他们一个用强势压制百姓的王。
His idea for a king was one who would serve.
他对王的神对王的心意是要一个王能够服侍人的王。
One that would serve God's purpose.
服侍神的旨意。
And lead the people into that purpose.
带领着百姓进入到神的旨意。
And of course, we know that, you know, he brought forth one David who he had prepared beforehand to be one that would be this king.
我们知道神就带着大卫是一个在他事先就预备好做王的这样一个人。
And we know that David himself was just a type, a shadow of the one who would be the true king.
我们知道大卫是将来那位真正为王的那一位的影儿。
Because God had already foreseen and has planned for his son to be the one that would be our king.
因为神已经有一个计划，就是让他的儿子成为我们的王。
But I wanted to look at a psalm that, while it doesn't obviously state that, well, we don't, it doesn't say who wrote it. I don't think Samuel wrote it, or at least we don't know Samuel wrote any psalms.
那我们看一诗篇中的一个诗篇，我们不知道是哪位作者，应该没圣经没有讲是撒母耳写的诗篇。
But when I read the psalm, I could picture this could be something that I think Samuel could say.
但是当我读这个诗篇的时候，觉得这首诗篇可能是撒母耳他会有这样的表述。
Psalm 33,
诗篇33篇。
We'll just read we'll start from verse 10.
我们从第十节开始读。
The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation.Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance.
诗篇33篇第10节到第12节，耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。耶和华为神的，那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的，那民是有福的。
Verse 13, The Lord looks from heaven and sees all the sons of men. From his dwelling place he looks out.On all the inhabitants of the earth, he who fashions the hearts of them all, he who understands all their works.
十三节，耶和华从天上观看，他看见一切的世人，从他的居所往外查看地上一切的居民。他是那造成他们众人心的，留意他们一切作为的。
Verse 16, the king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength.A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength.
十六节，君王不能因兵多得胜，勇士不能因力大得救，靠马得救是枉然的，马也不能因力大救人。
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
十八节，耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
Verse 21, For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hope in you.
二十一节，我们的心必靠他欢喜，因为我们向来倚靠他的圣名。耶和华，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
So, brothers and sisters, I see this psalm as one that speaks of as an encouragement for us where we ought to put our hope in.
弟兄姊妹们，这首诗歌对我们来说是一个鼓励，告诉我们我们应该把我们的盼望放在哪里。
Right? And the psalmist, you know, states, of course, you know, we cannot rely. The king cannot rely on a mighty army or a man's strength.Or man's weapons and other things.
所以讲到说，王不能够把盼望放在那强大的军队上、人的力量上面。
But we also hope in his loving kindness.
我们应当把盼望放在他的慈爱上面。
Also says that he frustrates the plans of the people.
所以讲到说，他使列国的筹算归于无有。
Right, the people have their plans. Okay, we want a king. We want to be ruled like all the other nations.
百姓们有自己的想法，说我们要一个王，像列国一样统管我们。
But verse 11 says the counsel of the Lord, His plans, His purpose stands forever.
但十一节告诉我们，耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
The plans of His heart from generation to generation.
他的心中的思念万代长存。
So brothers and sisters, may we have that heavenly perspective of what the Lord wants to accomplish and do, it not only individually in our own lives, but in the midst of His assembly of His people.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们也看见神的旨意，神的视楚天的视角，神在不是我们个人的生命当中得到了什么，而是神在他的百姓当中在要得到什么。
There's people often say that life is full of disappointments.
有人讲说，人生就是充满着失望的。
Yes, if you put your trust in the things of this world, you will be disappointed.
如果你要把你的盼望放在这个世界上的事物的时候，你的确会失望。
If you put your trust in people, they will be disappointed.
如果你把盼望放在人的身上，你也会失望。
I have stories. I think we all have the same stories. You know, we put our trust in people in our lives, whether it be, you know, our bosses or our friends or, and then when they let you down, you are disappointed.
我想我们每个人都有这样的经历，这样的故事。当我们把盼望放在我们的老板身上，我们的朋友身上。他们都会失败，让我们失望。
And we trust in these, we trust in money, we trust in material things to provide, to supply us and keep us.
有的时候我们把盼望放在金钱上面，这些地上物质上面来够给我们供应。
Then you'll be disappointed.
你也会失望。
These are the these, you know, sojourning in this life is like a trial, right?
在这个地上做客旅是一个试验。
And again, like as Peter reminded us, do not be surprised that you're going to face these fire ordeals.
就像彼得告诉我们说，我们经历各样的试验的时候，不要以为惊奇。
Who do we put our trust in?
我们到底把我们的盼望相信放在谁的身上呢？
Who do we put our hope in?
我们把我们的盼望放在谁的身上呢？
If it is in the Lord,
如果是主的话，
then we can endure as we face various trials with joy.
我们放在主的身上，我们经历各样的试验的时候，我们都会以为大喜乐。
Because it is an opportunity for us to experience the grace of God.
因为对我们来说是一个经历的机会，让我们经历神的恩典。
I wanted to just close and talk about this. It's a song. I think we all know this song, but it reminded me when I was reading Hebrews and James, this matter of going through various trials.
当我读希伯来书和雅各书的时候，讲到经历各样的试炼的时候，想到一首诗歌。
And what the Lord has as His purpose.
神在这里当中有他的旨意。
So it's a song by a sister named Laura Story.
是一首诗歌 Laura Story. Laura Story.
Yeah, and the song is called Blessings. I think most of you know it.
这首诗歌叫做祝福。
But maybe you don't know the story behind the song.
但是你可能不知道这首诗歌背后的故事。
So this sister who writes, writes songs and is, after she got married,
这个姊妹呢，她写诗歌，在她结婚之后呢
，About a year later, her husband was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
在她结婚之后一年的时候，她的先生被诊断出来有脑癌。
And they, it was, you know, and obviously it's disappointing. That
所以他们就很失望。
Going through, you know, after they just got married as newlyweds, they were about to start their life together, raise a family, have children, but then they had to face this.Difficult health issue.
当他们那时候刚结婚的时候，刚开始一个家庭生活，他们也计划有家庭有儿女，就在这个时候，然后发生了这些事情。
And in the midst of going through all the ordeal, all the treatment, all the rehabilitation, all the difficult nights that she had to experience.
然后在经历这所有的这些难处的时候，要经历这些治疗，所以这些。难处的夜晚的时候
，many nights where she probably questioned and doubted the Lord.
很多的时候，她可能在那里会怀疑，问主
，and ask them why.
问主为什么呢
？Why am I going through all of this?
我为什么要经历这一切的事情呢
？Perhaps that's a question we may have when we are facing our disappointments.
这可能是我们在面对我们的问题的时候，我们也有同样的问题。
But the Lord revealed Himself to her.
但是主把自己启示给他
，showed him his purpose，
告诉神的旨意
，and so she wrote this song，
所以他就写了这首诗歌。
And I think we see how this song has become a blessing to many millions of believers。
我们看这首诗歌对上百万的信徒们都成为何等的帮助。
And I'll just read the last part of the song。
我就读这首诗歌最后的一部分。
When friends betray us， and when darkness seems to win， we know。
当朋友们弃绝我们，当黑暗似乎得胜的时候，我们知道
，The pain reminds this heart this is not our home.
这里的苦痛就提醒我们，这地上并不是我们的家。
Because what if your blessings come through raindrops?
如果你的祝福是从那些雨水得到的话
，What if your is in God? What if the Lord's healing comes through tears?
那主的医治就是。从我们的泪水当中得到。
And what if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near?
如果说
为了让我们知道神的同在是要经过那上千个无眠的夜晚的时候。
What if my greatest disappointments,
如何说我们最大的让我们失望的事情
,or the aching of this life,
在我们生命当中最大的痛苦
,is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy.
就来提醒我们说有一个更大的渴慕是这世界所不能满足我们的。
And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights,
就是在我们就在这地上所经历的试验那下那风雨然后那些让我们心痛的事情
are your mercies in disguise.
然后都是你对我们那隐藏遮蔽的怜悯。
But this is, I think the story, her story, you know, can really speaks to some of our experience as well, whether it be health issues or, you know, family issues or other trials and struggles we go through.
弟兄姊妹们，这位姊妹她所经历的这些试验对我们来说也是同样经历的。无论是我们的身体上、疾病上，我们很多家人身上所经历的。
We could have easily this sister could have easily fallen into hopelessness and despair over the situation.
这姊妹很容易就在这些没有盼望的环境当中，然后失去盼望。
But she recognized and saw the Lord working behind all of it.
但是我们的姊妹却看到主在这背后的一切都有他的心意。
That even as she's experiencing going through these difficulties, it was an opportunity for her to experience the grace of God.
但她看到了所有经历这些难处的时候，对她来说都是一个机会，可以经历神的恩典。
Outwardly, it seems like rain and storm.
外面看到是风雨。
But within, there is blessing.
但是在里面，我们却看到祝福。
And there is hope.
有盼望。
In the midst of disappointment,
在这些失望当中
she saw that she can trust and hope in the Lord.
她看见她可以相信，可以盼望在主的里面。
May we have the same experience as well.
但愿我们都有同样的经历。
That in our trials and our learning to endure in this race,
在我们的试炼当中，在我们奔跑这条道路的时候
，that we no longer, if we are, putting our hope on the things that are of this earth, of this world, in man.
我们不再把我们的盼望放在这个世界的上面，放在人的上面。
That we don't linger on the things of the circumstance and the outward things that we see around us.
我们不再继续逗留在我们看见外面这些所发生的环境的上面。
But maybe put our trust and our hope and our faith in the one who is eternal.
我们把我们的盼望、我们的信心、我们的都放在那一位永恒的那一位身上。
The one who stands forever.
他永远在那里为我们。
And the one we know that has a wonderful purpose.From generation to generation.
我们也知道他在历史世世代代当中他都有他那奇妙的美意。
We are going through the midst of a working in our lives.
我们在经历在我们生命当中神的工作。
Because the Lord is after something glorious.
因为神他所要达到的目标是一个荣耀的目标。
Something that is refined.
是那经过雕刻的。
Something that is matured.
成熟的。
Because as we sang the hymn in the beginning, it is so that the Lord Jesus, that we may be more like Him.
就像我们在一开始所唱的诗歌的时候，神的旨意就是我们能够越来越像他。
That the glory of the Lord Jesus may be seen in us.
主耶稣基督的荣耀可以在我们当中显现。
It is that we ought to glory in.
我们是因着这个得到荣耀。
It is that we ought to boast in.
我们夸口是指着这个。
And even with that, you know, putting our faith in that,that we may encounter and consider everything that we're going through with joy.
当我们把信心放在这个上面主的身上的时候我们就可以把我们生命中所发生的一切事情都觉得是大喜乐。
As we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus,
当我们把定睛在我们主耶稣基督的身上
as we read in Hebrews 12,
我们在希伯来书十二章
的 we recognize that our Lord Jesus has already been the one who has set the example for us.
我们也知道主耶稣已经是为我们信心创始成宗的一个榜样。
As the one who suffered for us.
他为我们受苦。
He saw all, he faced that which we were supposed to face.
他面对着我们所应当面对的。
But he considered with joy.
但是他就是觉得那一切都为喜乐。
For the joy set before him.
为着在摆在他前面的
喜乐。He knew what his father wanted.
他知道父神的旨意。
He knew what the father planned.
他知道父神的计划。
Put his faith and trust in that.
他把他的信心都放在那里。
Brothers and sisters, may we do the same as well.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们同样。
Shall we close? A word of prayer.
结束的时候有一个祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for your word.
我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you that it is you who is the faithful one.
我们谢谢你是那位信实的。
Lord, even though we may sojourn in this world and deal with various difficulties and trials,
虽然我们在这地上为客旅要经历各样的试验。
We thank you that you have shown us a better way.
我谢谢你给我看把那更好的道路指示给我。
And it is in you that we can put our hope in.
我们就可以把我们的盼望放在你的里面。
We thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us here just as we are.
主，我们谢谢你没有把我们让我们在我们自己的光景当中。
But you have sent us your spirit that continues to work and refine and to test so that our faith may be approved.
你把圣灵赐给了我们，让我们经历这一切试验的时候，我们的信心就能够被得到成就。
And that through the perseverance that we learn that there would be proven character.
借着我们的信心这样的试炼，我们的性格能够被生命被改变。
One that is exemplifies and exhibits the character of our Lord Jesus.
我们的生命就能够改变见证我们主耶稣基督的性情。
And so that is what we put our hope in.
主，这就是我们盼望所在的。
That is what our faith ought to be upon.
我们的信心所在的。
We trust in you and you alone.
我们单单的相信在你的身上。
Lord, we present ourselves and give ourselves to you, Lord.
主，我们再一次把我们自己交托在你的面前。
There, everything in this world will disappoint.
这世界上所有的事情都会让我们失望。
But Lord, you are the one who will never disappoint us.
但主，你永远不会让我们失望。
And so we put our trust in you.
所以主，我们把我们的信心放在你身上。
May you have your way in us.
但愿你的旨意成在我们生命当中。是奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 我们结束在这里。
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good.Sorry, I put in my water.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was like, you need more water? I can get you more.